USA Radio News with Wendy King.
As congressional investigators, we're listening to a former ambassador explain how the president and his attorney came to remove her from Ukraine. The president held a political rally in Louisiana.
You are going to fire your Democrat governor who's done a lousy job.
President Trump led a campaign rally against Louisiana's Democratic governor, but the impeachment inquiry in Washington remained his main focus.
All of our nation's gains are put at risk by a rage-filled Democrat party that has gone completely insane.
Chief Democratic investigators announced more depositions of diplomats involved with Ukraine after spending hours with ex-Ukraine Ambassador Rory Yovanovitch, who testified despite administration efforts to prevent that. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allyn-Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in the world. History ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall Pack. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall Pack. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
After nearly a month of negotiations, the United Auto Workers strike drags on. USA Radio's John Hunt has more.
General Motors Chief Executive Mary Barra has now stepped into contract talks with striking auto workers, asking the union to wrap up outstanding issues and respond quickly to a company offer made earlier this week. But in a letter to GM's top bargainer, United Auto Workers Vice President Terry Dittus wrote that there will not be a response to the offer until committees working on the issues are finished. Details of the meeting between Barra and the top union bargainers were disclosed in the letter, and it's an indication there won't be a quick end to the nearly month-long strike by 49,000-plus workers that has halted production at all of GM's United States factories. Both sides are separated on major economic issues such as wages and lump sum payments plus better pensions that will be bargained at the main table by the top negotiators. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Airfares are rising. Here's USS Barnes.
I'm leaving on a jet plane.
Southwest Airlines announcing it's raising its fares, and then other airlines, as they often do, announcing they'll be doing likewise. The Dallas-based carrier raised its fares $5 for flights to all destinations except Hawaii. Industry analysts say Delta and United Airlines have matched Southwest's fare increases. Air travelers have been facing higher ticket prices all this year as a result of the limited capacity caused by the FAA's grounding of the Boeing 737 MAX. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The number of vaping-related illnesses in the United States continues to rise, now reaching about 1,300 cases and at least 26 deaths. The CDC says it's widespread, with Alaska being the only state that hasn't reported any illnesses due to vaping. 219 cases were reported in the past week, which is lower since the count had risen to 275 the past 2 weeks. Oregon is the latest state to ban flavored vaping, while state and federal officials try to determine the cause of the illnesses. Until the cause is known, the CDC is advising Americans to refrain from using any vaping products. Don't forget, you can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.